was men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 27th day of March, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Your prepper tip of the day, this is a new one. I want to encourage all of you to get extra Bibles, King James Version. If you have that's great, but you should have others, because we could be in a future situation where Bibles are actually outlawed. That is a possibility. It's happened in other countries. By the end of the day today, I hope to have the King James Version as a freed PDF download at my website at thelibertyman.com. So it'll be there for you to download and print out on 3-hole punch paper if you choose to. That is your prepper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne Greener, my friend Mandy Thompson. Mandy is a co-founder of the Liberty Army, my director of marketing. We're going to talk about how John Moore is doing something that no other talk show host is doing that we're aware of. That's how you get John Moore to write you a very nice check and drop it in a mail to you. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Well, you've been quite busy, young lady. I understand you're all booked up back-to-back all day long today, aren't you?
I am. I've got a lot of projects I'm working on right now and helping a lot of people out. I believe in what alternative media does, and just working really hard so that people can get the information that they need, and that free speech wins. I'm a free speech warrior, so right. Free will, free speech, so and helping people, and that's what the Liberty Army is all about. John is helping people, and for new people who are listening to the show, Let me briefly explain what the Liberty Army is.
Please.
Yeah, if you're a fan of John Moore, you know how important his message is, and a lot of people who are fans of yours, John, want to spread your word, want other people to understand the importance of preparedness and planning in their life. The fact that it doesn't hurt, you know, it's a good life to live. So these people, a lot of people who come to us, maybe living on a fixed income or whatnot, or they may not be. But we wanted to set up a situation where people would receive a healthy and handsome check for their efforts. So if you email me, it's quite simple. Email me help, H-E-L-P, at thelibertyman.com. And work with me to let me know of different associations or organizations or groups or even just your family, wants to come and have John speak, then a percentage of that money, John will cut you a personal check for it. And you can do with that what you like. You could donate it back into the community. You could put it towards your preparedness and planning efforts. And yes, I think you're the only radio talk show host I know that does that. And we want the whole premise is to help people.
Absolutely. That is the whole premise. So at my website, we've got, has Uncle Sam been restored to working properly when you click on her, Mandy? I don't know offhand.
I'm actually going to check this morning, but the best way to get in touch with me is people can go to the website. It's just like John's website is thelibertyman.com. If you put Army in front of that, so it's army.thelibertyman.com. So it's quite simple. Just John's website with the Army in front of it and a period. Army.thelibertyman.com. That'll bring you to a website, and it's full of, it has John's rates. It has the professional life and times of John Moore. People who are fans of yours can look and see all the work that you've done diligently through your life. And it seems that you were born for this, John. You've always been helping people and assisting people. And so go there and just email me help@thelibertyman.com. And we will start to work towards getting John to come speak somewhere in your area. I was speaking with someone yesterday who is in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But it's very interesting, John. It seems that a lot of people are making the move up towards the Ozarks. It doesn't matter. I've talked to people this past week as far away as Florida and as close as Tulsa who are planning on relocating to the Missouri or Arkansas Ozarks. And I tell people, and I talk to these people on the phone a lot, and I say there's no time like the present. But a lot of these people are fans of yours, have listened to your show for a long time and want to be a part of it, want to help. They know how much you help and they want to help themselves. So just email me help@thelibertyman.com. I'll work with you to figure out how we're going to do this. And when John comes and speaks to different businesses and associations or groups, he also goes and does a presentation for the community. So we try to reach as many people as possible while John is away at speaking engagements.
Absolutely. Well, the list of states that we're working with people is growing, isn't it, Mandy?
Yes, it is. We are looking at multiple states, especially across the eastern seaboard. We're just working on and other countries, Australia, Canada. People reach out to me from all over the world. So really just looking forward to now that spring is here and the snow will be melting, really looking forward to going to all these places and to getting the message out.
Absolutely. Well, if you've got a question or comment for what we're talking about, you're welcome to give us a call here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Mandy, as we move forward, we need to keep people, people that are not around event planning, they don't know what goes on behind the scenes. They see a promotion, they show up, they get to buy their ticket and walk in the door. They don't know that it took at least 3 months planning for a rather small event to typically 1 year for the bigger events, do they, Mandy?
It takes a long time. And I think, John, we had an event in Fort Smith that I think I had 2 weeks to prepare for. And that is not adequate amount of time. People need to have time to schedule, not only schedule, but to get their people to come. So minimum of 3 months. And I've talked with people who say a minimum of a year for a large event. So when keeping that in mind, if you would like John to come speak next year, now is the time to contact me.
Right, right. Well, when we first started working together just over a year ago, Mandy, I encourage you to get a copy, and you did, of the Encyclopedia of Associations. And it's an eye-opening thing to see just how many hundreds and hundreds of associations there are in this country, isn't it, Mandy?
There are so many groups that get together, and I think that's really admirable. It's basically, if you back up and look at that, it's people helping people, it's education, it's camaraderie, it's community coming together. So while you are doing this, and most of these places do have a yearly appreciation or where they bring everyone together and the speaker does come in. How wonderful to have that be an educational meeting or educational presentation where John comes and speaks so that people, everyone who hears the message will leave with something added and with value into their life. Value will be added by John's message. And I think anyone who's a fan of yours fully appreciates that.
Absolutely. Well, let's get back to the original premise. I have a ink pen in hand, right here in my hand as I speak. I'm ready to write checks right now to people who arrange speaking engagements for me with using Mandy's services. You don't need to be out front in public. We will keep your name and your identity private. We respect that, and most people in the Patriot community, they don't want to have any public recognition of who they are, what their beliefs are, and we respect that, don't we, Mandy?
Absolutely. We respect anyone who gets in touch with me or emails me, and it's all confidential, and correspondences are simply between you and I via email or via phone, and I do talk to a lot of people on the phone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and you don't need to be an event planner. In fact, most of the people you talk to are not event planners, are they, Mandy?
No, that's where I come in. That's what I help to do. And that's why we set it up very simply. And there are materials. I'm going to check the website when I get off the phone, and I'll let you know via email, John, if it's up and running when you click on Uncle Sam. But there are marketing tools there that you can either, if you're computer savvy, you can download it to your computer and share via email. Or you can go to your local library, print them out, and hand them out physically, which has all the information you need for anyone who would like more information about John Moore. So that's the way we set it up, to keep it as simple as possible. And we're really gearing up for a really strong, I mean, I'm already working, talking to some people, John, who have huge events in 2018. And I, you know, as time goes on, I think people are just more waking up to the fact of the importance of bringing preparedness and planning into their life. I was watching something yesterday, and it was talking about how hurricane season was already starting. I'm like, well, right. That's early. And the weather has gotten a little crazy. Seems like instead of having certain seasons for tornadoes and hurricanes, they might just be rolling all year long. And people are saying, oh, this is an anomaly. But our Earth does go through these changes. And it's very interesting to me when people say, oh, since we've been recording things since, you know, 1850, well, what about what happened before 1850? Right. You know, our Earth goes through many, many changes, and we may not know all about them. A lot of people may not know what is causing these Earth changes and how it will impact them. So it's just living a preparedness and planning lifestyle is a wonderful thing. It should be done out of education and looked at as bringing education and knowledge and confidence into your family, and that'll only help you. So we highly encourage that, and that's what John's message is all about. And actually, John, tell them about how you cater your message, if it was a difference between a family, a business, and an organization.
Right. Well, it's a matter of interviewing the client and finding out what the client's concerns are. It may be a group, such as an association. It may be a family, may be a church. And then I work with that client to get a specific list of what their concerns are and customize my presentation to meet their specific concerns. Mandy, I just checked. Uncle Sam is still not working. If they prompt you to go through a couple of steps, but you end up at Facebook is what you do, Liberty Army Facebook page. So I'll be talking to Tim today about getting that fixed so that it works the way it's supposed to work, where you go to those three very well done pages, and hopefully by the end of the day today we will have that up and running the way it should be.
Well, in the meantime, people can just simply email me, help@thelibertyman.com, and I will be away from my computer most of the day today, but then I will be back at it all this week, and I look forward to hearing from you and working with you. And I love all the people that I speak with on the phone. it seems everyone who reaches out to me has a genuine care for other people. They want people to, I mean, that's the whole point, is to have people be prepared, be aware, and enjoy it. I mean, connecting Absolutely. With other like-minded people is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Absolutely. Well, many of our listeners, they listen to Patriot Radio, which would be Republic Broadcasting, some of the others out there, hear okay. people asking for money. You can make your donation at such and such. I'm not asking for donations. In fact, I'm just the opposite. I'm asking to send you a check. Alex Jones doesn't do that. None of the other talk show hosts do that I'm aware of. I'm offering to mail a check, and it could be anywhere from $300 to $1,500, couldn't it, Mandy?
Yes, it's a significant check, and I've had a lot of people are very interested in that. You have a very loyal fan base, people. You're very well respected for the work that you do and the work that you have done, and even the work that is going forward it's just wonderful stuff. I mean, you help people, and that's what it's all about, with education, with planning, and there's such value that comes from when you do speak to people, and I think that your fans realize it'll only benefit not only their life, but everyone around them.
Absolutely, absolutely. So think about it, contact Mandy, think about the groups that you belong to. It may be a church group, it could be a company, maybe your family. I've done family presentations. They're always a lot of fun to see the dynamics between the different family members. And I enjoy getting out and doing these events. And something Mandy touched on earlier, when I do a public event in any given community, we also set up, when I do a private event in any given community, we also set up a public event as well. We'll rent space in a hotel, the local VFW, whatever space we can find, a restaurant, and open it up to the public to get as much exposure as possible, right, Mandy?
Absolutely. It's about reaching as many people as possible while you're in a specific area. And I am quite busy today, but I look forward to getting back in touch with everyone coming this week. And I really am excited about the future. A lot of people seem to be worried about the future. And what you'll learn is when you take anything that you fear and address it head on and come up with planning for it and preparedness for it, you start to realize you have the upper hand in life, that you are in a position to not only help yourself and your family, but to help your community. And it brings happiness into your life. Because I think when people are learning, when people are growing, we never stop being students of life, I believe. Right.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, and here's how you can tell when the happiness is fully kicked in. The happiness is fully kicked in when you're no longer concerned about a date or a time frame. Then you know that you're where you need to be. Because I get these calls, I know you see them all the time. John, when's it going to happen? And I say 3 p.m. tomorrow. But the only people who need are concerned about a time frame are the people who are not prepared. Once you're living that lifestyle where you wake up every morning and you do something every day towards preparedness and you're doing everything possible, a date becomes irrelevant, doesn't it, Mandy?
It's funny because a lot of the people who reach out to me ask me the same exact question. And I say, and quoting John, he says tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. And I use that also. And it's very interesting. Someone I have met and am a very big fan of, Gil Broussard, said yesterday on Facebook that he does not believe that the Planet X system will come in for another 11.8 years. And people were like, what? And I said, hey, that's great. You know, I think I don't want this. If and when this was to happen, I mean, the more time, the better. But, you know, people who put out dates, it just seems to come back and bite them. And so I'm on your side with tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Yeah, and people who are living in fear, it makes them angry when we give that response.
It does.
It does.
Yes.
Now, ladies and gentlemen.
I love it.
I know. We got a break coming up here soon, but. And there it is. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood? reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory. Okay, then. Well, now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table. And he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's fear index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks market watch, and many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years, and Swiss America's been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Here on Monday, the 27th of March. Well, the snow is going to be melting in the mountains of California, Mandy, and a lot of prognostications about the disasters to follow. May be a good time for me to leap out to California and do some preparatory talks there, mightn't it?
I think I don't think there's any place in the world that does not need to be reached by your message. I think that everyone will receive value from it. And yes, and I grew up in Southern California, and when I was a child, and there was this saying that stuck with me, and it's everything starts in California. And I guess, you know, at the time they meant laws and such, but that could also mean, you know, certain disasters. I mean, we've got, if you look at California, everyone's always been concerned about, you know, earthquakes, but then very quickly in a very short period of time, it has switched to the stability of the infrastructure, the stability of the land sinking, creating possible flooding, and I think that it could be a perfect storm brewing out west for all of the above. I mean, they are facing a lot of very serious things right now, and I keep very up to date on this stuff, and was watching something yesterday about people who were out there on the ground and have press passes and took pictures of the Oroville Dam and what's going on right now. And basically they were saying it is going to be very, very tight in the next coming weeks and months, getting that infrastructure back up and it being able to handle all of the snowmelt. So they're not only looking at, so you've got flooding, you've got saturation in the soil seems to be sinking. And on top of that, that could create, that could even add to the possibility of earthquakes. So yes, it is a perfect storm brewing out there, and I want the best for everyone who is listening, and not only everyone who's listening, but everyone who's not listening. And the people who are listening realize, hey, we need to have action plans. We need to do this, and it will only help us. And unfortunately, there's, you know, a small percentage of people who see the value in that, and it's the ones who don't that are going to probably cause most of the problems.
Right. Well, it's about 1% of the people who not only figure this out, but actually do something about it. Understanding it is one thing, but taking the next step and actually doing things where you lose most of those folks. So we're addressing a very tiny percentage of people here that actually both understand these issues and are willing to do something about it. And that's where I come in, is to wake up the bigger community. So the pastor of a church can bring me in, the CEO of a company, leader of a good-sized family can bring me in and bring everybody up to speed so that the whole community, hopefully, would be up to speed and be getting prepared. And that's a win-win situation for everybody, isn't it, Mandy?
Yes, and we love win-win situations. And another win-win situation is for people who are listening to realize even you are not alone in this. Even if you are in a position where your family or your friends or your community may not be on the same side of you with this, there are so many other people that are. And connecting with those people, befriending those people, only will add value and resources so that instead of trying to convince people of things, you could just lead by example. You could bring education into their life and say, oh, well, I was reading this. So, and they're like, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm learning how to do this. I'm learning how to, you know, the sky's the limit for the amount of knowledge there is when it comes to living the preparedness lifestyle, and it is a lot of fun. So instead of worrying, just by bringing in John's message, it only will bring confidence and happiness into your life, because you will feel that you're not only helping yourself, but you're helping everyone around you. And I think that just comes down to the very simple basis of what love is helping people.
Absolutely. Mandy, I don't want to be cut off by the music. I know you got a busy, busy day. Thank you for being with us. Look forward to talking to you privately soon.
Have a wonderful week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Mandy. Okay. We'll go to open lines here. Bottom of the hour break coming up, and we'll talk about all the things going on this beautiful
smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I can get to silent sales in mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing communication tool for your business. Go to appsupport.com and learn how you can earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsupport.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsupport.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get to. That's ICANGET, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsupport.com. That's appsupart.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homestead, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 27th of March. Taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We're getting some new things posted there. By the end of the day today, we'll have a link for you to print out your own copy of the King James Version of the Holy Bible if you choose to. If you do choose to, I would suggest you get enough three-hole punch paper to print it out and put it in binders. It's going to be a lot of pages, depending on which format. There may be a way to download it to your Kindle. I'll work with my webmaster, Tim Spencer, to see if we can have it downloadable to your Kindle. I don't know what it takes to make that happen, but we'll work on it. We will work on it. And, of course, the energy cleaner. I've been working with my friend Tom Berryhill to sell energy cleaners for a number of years now. We're now offering a 30-day money-back guarantee. We're starting the third year of that. It's been a very good program. Helps give people some peace of mind. Bottom line is, if you've got arthritis pain, if you've got back pain, any source of pain, quite frankly, the energy cleaner will most likely help. If you're not getting a great night's sleep, most likely, the energy cleaner will help. There's about a 3 to 5% chance it won't. In those few cases, I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you're risking nothing when you buy your energy cleaner. You check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Make your choice of a factory-made fitted mattress pad to go with your energy cleaner. Place your order. I get the order. I personally take care of packaging up the energy cleaner, packaging up the factory-made fitted mattress pad, and I do the shipping, along with a handwritten thank you note. I take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Here's the toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. North Korea, what a bizarre place. People grow up there thinking that and taking pity on Americans because they're shown nonstop movies from what happened in the United States during the Great Depression, and people in North Korea think that's the way it is here in the United States right now, where men are standing in line waiting to get a bowl of soup. They really do believe that. They really do. They take pity on us. It's a third world country. Once you get very far away from Pyongyang, the capital of North Korea, the pavement ends and you got dirt roads. A country with very, very harsh conditions for the majority of people that live there. Very tough place to live on one hand. On the other, they got, about a million-man army. They are a client state of China, have been since day one, and are making some very serious threats about attacking the United States with nuclear weapons. They have nuclear weapons, and they have missiles. So people would be well advised to pay attention to what's going on there. If you reside on the west coast of the United States, you should be aware that there's a high likelihood that missiles from North Korea can reach the west coast of the United States. That's a very strong possibility, and people need to be aware of that and take whatever precautions they deem are necessary to deal with that situation, whatever they might be, depending on who you are and where you live. Moving on from there, I love to see what Donald Trump is doing. Mainstream media for 2 to 3 weeks was making fun of Donald Trump for announcing that he was being wiretapped by the Obama administration. So the news cycle continued in that manner for the better part of 3 weeks, and then the evidence comes out that, yes, in fact, Donald Trump was being monitored by the Obama administration. Well, Donald Trump has been doing this now for just over 2 years, leading the mass media around by the nose. And they still haven't figured it out. They still have not figured it out. And at this point in time, I'm not sure they ever will. Because of what the mass media does, how they do it, why they do it, is so well understood by Donald Trump that he keeps being successful time after time after time in making the mass media look like complete idiots. And congratulations, Donald Trump, for doing so. That's one big reason why he won the election, is because the man and his advisors, this man is not stand alone by himself. This man and his advisors, his team, they know very well how the mass media works. They understand it, they comprehend it, and they make use of it, and they turn it back against them. I think it's great. It's wonderful. He's the first person who's really, that I'm aware of, in modern times, has been successful in doing so. Everything the mass media has done in the past to make a person look bad, to discredit them, everything they've done against Donald Trump has backfired every time. Without exception, it's backfired. There has been no exception. And it's great. And the only things their attempts work on are the people who are what we call left-wing, the liberals, progressives, whatever they want to call themselves these days. They stopped calling themselves liberals, and now they call themselves progressives. It works on them because they they're lacking in the ability to understand truth when they see it. They're lacking in the ability to have judgment and discernment. They have an emotional attachment to a certain outcome, and they don't let go of it. It's just simply who they are and the way they believe. And I deal with this all the time in my career as an investigator and teaching concealed carry classes. I like to point out to my students the delusion of anti-gun liberals. The delusion that placing a sign at the door of a business, it could be a restaurant or a retail store of some kind, saying that firearms are not allowed. The delusion is that a sign will stop a violent criminal from doing a violent crime. That's delusional. The example I say is, well, if that worked, then banks should have a sign at the front saying, no bank robberies allowed. See, psychological equivalency, I believe, of posting a sign at a bank, no bank robberies allowed. Or maybe a sign at the door at the front door of a liquor store, no armed robberies allowed. Now, when I give that example, people instantly say, well, that's absurd, John. Well, a sign's not going to stop a bank robber from committing a bank robbery. Well, it's just as true that a sign prohibiting firearms at the door of a restaurant or a clothing store or shoe store is not going to stop a violent criminal from committing a violent act. Of course it won't. It's delusional to believe so. But there's literally millions of Americans who are delusional. I was reading several stories earlier this morning about young men who wake up one morning, decide they're a girl, competing in girls' sports, and of course beating the pants off the girls. Men have larger lung capacity. Men have larger and tougher bones, making them less prone to injury. Men have larger muscle mass, especially upper body strength. All those things combined to make the boys competing in the girls' sports leaving the girls in the dust, quite frankly. Now, why does it matter? Well, here's why it matters. Because there's pot of gold at the end of the rainbow for these girls if they're good enough to win college scholarships. So here's what's happening. These young women, they may start out 7 or 8 years old playing volleyball, like my granddaughter, and be working diligently, practicing their chosen sport, just using volleyball as an example. You know, initially, they may be doing it just for fun, but then as they get better and better, they and their parents and coaches may realize this kid's really got talent, and they may be good enough to get a college scholarship. Only to have a boy dressed up like a girl get the college scholarship instead. Same thing with track. A young woman begins running in elementary school, maybe junior high school, and is becoming better and better at running to the point where the coach is telling the girl and the girl's parents, this young lady's got talent. This young lady could very well get a track scholarship. So the girl works out even harder and more diligently, only to have her hopes and her dreams smashed by a boy dressed up like a girl, fingernail polish, lipstick, large lungs, large muscles. Men are stronger than women. I mean, that's simply the way it is for most men most of the time. So that girl's hopes and dreams are smashed because a boy has dressed up like a girl and he gets the girl's scholarship to run track. I think there's some delusion going on here, and the people responsible, the coaches, the athletic associations that allow this to take place, it's wrong, wrong, wrong. There's no two ways about it. It's wrong. Boys have no place competing against girls. And I saw just the opposite earlier today in a similar story where a girl decided one morning she just wants to be a boy. So as a young teenager, she started taking the dosages of testosterone and steroids to become a boy. And yet they still let this girl compete against girls in wrestling. Now, most athletes, most of the time, get disqualified when they take steroids. That's what I know. That's my knowledge. So why they're allowing this girl, who's all pumped up on steroids and male hormones, testosterone, to compete against girls in wrestling? She's in 110-pound weight class, competing against 110-pound girls. Wrestling 56 times, she won 56 times. Undefeated. And you look at this girl, one of the ways you can tell a male from a female is a man's muscles are still defined when they're not flexed. Where a normal female, when I quote unquote a normal female, when her muscles are not flexed, they have the soft look of a woman. Well, this young woman is so pumped up on hormones, testosterone, that when her muscles are in the unflexed state, they have the outline of a young man, an athletic young man, I might add. So here this girl has wrestled 56 times and won 56 times. And I don't blame the girl. I mean, I understand a girl wanting to compete. I blame the officials. It's unfair to the girls who are not taking hormones, not taking steroids, testosterone. It's unfair to them to allow this girl to get all pumped up on these chemicals, which chemically changes her physique, her body, her muscles. It's unfair for this girl to compete against girls who are not doing the same thing. In fact, the other girls would be disqualified because they haven't made the statement, "I want to become a boy." If they made that statement, then they also could be pumped up on the testosterone and steroids, couldn't they? What a crazy world we live in. We, the United States, becoming the laughingstock of the planet because of these policies, which extend into the military, by the way. We now, I forget what the date is, but unless Trump changes it, one of the later things the Obama administration did was allow the Department of Defense to allow the men to dress up like women in uniform, openly serving in the opposite sex uniform. And I'm not sure, I don't have that in front of me. I hope Donald Trump will reverse it. It seems like it's maybe the beginning of the next fiscal year. I don't recall. It's something that needs to be done away with. Talk about destroying the esprit de corps of a combat unit. I mean, I could imagine showing up, and I was in the 6th Special Forces Group, airborne, at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and it was all men. There were no women. I can imagine coming to work on Monday morning and finding my captain in a woman's uniform. That wouldn't fly. That would not fly at all. Who would take him seriously? a male officer dressed up like a woman. You're going to follow that guy into combat? I don't think so. Our military has become the laughing stock of all the militaries on the planet, and very rightly so. Very rightly so. Armies don't do what we're doing, except in the most extreme circumstances where the country is about to be overrun by the enemy. That's when women are put into those places where they have no business being. Russia did it when they were invaded by Germany. Israel did it for a short time. They no longer do it when they were being attacked in 1947. But once they recovered, once Israel recovered from that attack, they took the women out of combat, put them where they serve honorably and quite well in the medical corps That's where women should be. And I do agree that women should be trained to defend themselves. Of course I should. That's a given. Of course women should be trained to defend themselves. But intentionally putting women in combat, that flies in the face of everything we believe as Christians, everything we believe in Western culture and Western civilization. In Western culture and Western civilization, we protect our women. We don't put them into combat. That's what we do. That's what real men do. We got a call on hold here. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 27th of March. We got a caller on hold here. Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. You know, I could actually probably use that smart in an hour pill. Have you ever tried that?
I have not. I don't feel any personal need for it. No, sir.
Well, as I do. Okay, well, you know what they say about the great thing about Alzheimer's is you can hide your own Easter eggs. That's, I don't know if that's any reason to look for. The what I wanted to say about this man-woman problem, I'm sorry, I know it's politically incorrect to call it a problem, but it's what I call it anyway. We used to do this weird thing when we were trying to tell the difference between men and women. If you, if a man stands over by a wall and bends over at the waist with his knees locked and puts his head against the wall and just inches his toes back until the point where he is actually kind of leaning on the wall, but ever so mildly, he cannot stand up without falling over. A woman can. A woman can just stand up. And there's another one, I think, with a dining room chair, where if you go up to a common dining room chair, one without arms, put your toes against the legs with your knees locked, and then just bend over and try and pick it up. A man can't do it without falling over forwards. But women can because of the weight distribution. You know, women have a lot more weight below their waist, and men have more weight above their waist. So I would like to see this woman who's winning at wrestling. I would like to see her do these exercises. I'd like to see how she's doing.
Well, these boys and girls are still boys and girls. They're taking right. chemicals. They're taking chemicals to help along with what's called this transition. But they're still biological boys, and they're still biological girls. Yeah. That part has not changed. But even if they do have the surgery, they still got God's gift to boys, which is larger lungs and larger muscles. So that doesn't change. Just because the plumbing down below has changed through surgery, they still have the lungs of a man, the heart of a man, which is a larger heart, by the way, which pumps. The thing, what an athlete needs to be able to do, and I work with Dr. Phil on this, the more efficiently you can get oxygen into your blood, the better athlete you are. That's how that works. And if you have larger lungs and a larger heart, you're going to get oxygen into your blood more efficiently. So no matter what these men do in order to appear to be women, they're still going to have the larger heart and the larger lungs and the larger muscles of a man, which means they will forever be more competitive against women.
Oh, yeah. I'm just wondering if those chemicals are actually altering weight distribution on these women to the point where they try to do the exercise, pick up the chair like a man would, and simply cannot do it. That's kind of what I'm curious about.
That's a good question, and I'm not qualified to answer that, but that's an excellent question. Sure. And I don't answer. Yeah.
All righty.
Thanks
a minute. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
We top the hour break. Yeah, there it is. We got top the hour break. We'll call in after the show. I'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.